Let's welcome to the program right now to kick off our Good News Blues Talk. Let's say hi to Chris Gibb. Chris, how are you today?
Big Z, I cannot complain, especially after seeing six goals last night.
Well, let me let people know where you're from. We've talked with you before and promoted the website often. St. Louis Game Time does as good a job on St. Louis Blues hockey as any website in the city. I'm telling you, I love your guys' site, and I encourage people to check it out. But having said that...
Well, I appreciate the words there.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Let's talk about last night. The focus is on David Perron, and as well it should be, but the entire team just played the game of the year, and they played it, I think, at the right time. And I called yesterday, Chris, and I said, I called for them. I said they need to have a breakout game. Boy, oh boy, did they have a breakout game.
Well, you know, as I left last night, there were three people I was pretty tickled for. One was Coach Murray. I mean, God knows he probably tries the hardest out of anybody affiliated with the team, and he doesn't even wear skates, you know, at least during games. And then the other two people were two guys that have been getting picked on a lot, and that's Eric Brewer and Brad Boys. I always say that you notice defensemen when they're really, really good or really, really bad. And last night I really didn't notice Eric Brewer. And compared to what it's been the last few weeks, that's good. Because, he kicked the puck in the net the other night, and it just seems like because he was traded for Chris Pronger, and I know this is going back years now, he's not Pronger, and the fans still expect him to be.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
And he never will be Pronger. Fans just have to get a handle on that.
Right. And then the thing that about Brad Boyce is, had he missed that wide-open net, man, you know, he's a streaky goal scorer, and if he misses that, who knows what this turns into. And to see him actually get a goal on a power play, which I didn't know the Blues were still allowed to score on power plays. I thought the league might have passed.
Yeah, they were a little surprised themselves.
Yeah, it was almost a relief. I felt like throwing a hat on the ice just for that, much less Perron's hat trick.
Yeah, they were asking, what's that red light on behind the net for?
Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah.
I'll tell you what, though, talking about Brad Boyce, let's start with him. Perron, McDonald, and Boyce, just phenomenal job is all you can say.
Yeah, you know, that's the first time I remember them playing together on a line on a consistent basis. And wow, I sent somebody a text message saying the Blues were up 4-0, and you know, as far as the time of day, it was probably all of, I don't know, 7:20. And they said back, did the game start at 6?
Yeah.
You know, it was amazing. You know, before we even got settled, they're up 4-0, and the game was over.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, put it in football terms, it's 28-0, and it's not even, you're not even done with the first quarter.
Absolutely. And not only that, we've been talking and fans have been calling in saying, why can't the Blues score in the first period? And fact of the matter is, 10 minutes into the first period, as you said, this game was essentially over.
I mean, they definitely still
had hockey to play, but
right.
It was a beautiful, beautiful start.
Oh, sure. They say, you know, coming from behind in hockey, you always want to jump out to the lead. Well, if it's 1-0 with, you know, 5 minutes into the game, that's not that big a deal. But it almost got chronic there where they just weren't scoring. It's like, okay, how are they going to come back again? So, you know, it's as goofy as the NHL is with the shootout where, you know, the Blues, they were on a big losing streak, but they'd still gotten points in three consecutive games. It was nice to not only get a win but get a convincing win last night.
Yeah.
And let's just hope that with Nashville coming in tomorrow night, you know, they're not as good as the team that's going to be here Saturday, and that's San Jose, and they're really good. So hopefully they can build on that, have a little confidence going into a game against a really good team on Saturday.
Well, in one of the things that I look back on, and I take it as good news, is Boyce, who we've talked about, is really a streaky kind of guy.
Sure.
And maybe, you know, from my mouth to God's ear, maybe there's a new streak starting because he had a phenomenal game last night.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you know, if Brad Boyce scores 40 goals, great. But if we can get him around 70, 80 points a year to where, you know, say it's 35 goals, 35 assists, or 25 goals and the rest assists, that's fine. As long as he is scoring, that line, that Boyce, Perron, McDonald line, there probably aren't going to be very many fighting majors while they're on the ice. And,
right.
And I don't think that dump and chase is their thing, but you know, you can't hit what you can't catch. And with those three, and you know, wow.
Yeah, it was a phenomenal job. And it was just fun to see Boyce get off the snide. I mean, and I thought Andy McDonald, from this chair, and I'm a knucklehead, I shouldn't even say, but to me, Andy McDonald is the unspoken captain of this team.
Yeah, you know, our website, we ran a poll a couple weeks ago saying, you know, yeah, who do you think the best Blues player is? And we pretty much listed every player on there, you know, conceivable. You know, we didn't have Jansen on there, we didn't have Conklin, but for all intents and purposes, we put every player on there. And Brad Lee, who pretty much runs our website, he put up the next day, unless you voted for Andy McDonald, you're wrong, because he is the best player on the Blues. You know, he's been an All-Star. He's won a Stanley Cup. He'll probably play in the Olympics this year. He's played in the Olympics before. He is, you know, he is probably the best player on the team. And when you look back at that trade they made where Anaheim handed him to the Blues for Doug Waite, who, you know, God bless him, he is still playing in New York, but he was and still is definitely on the downside of his career. That's larceny.
Yeah, absolutely. And McDonald was that whole line. I won't go on anymore. But they were brilliant going into the game. We talked yesterday about the fact that Andy Raycroft had been playing over his head, but had been playing great hockey. And in last night, they put him out of the game.
Yeah, and the Blues have a tendency to make good goalies or make decent goalies look really good, and it tends to snowball too, where you know they. They played the other night against Atlanta and only got two goals. And then they played against Ray Emery the night before and only got a goal. And then Kiprusoff was here with Calgary on Thursday and only got a goal. It's like, okay, all right, when's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? And finally, they just opened it up. Thank God.
Yeah, and Raycroft was out. And then Luongo, tried to spit that one out.
Yeah.
It didn't, I mean, he did all right, but they got behind him as well.
Yeah, well, I think that Luongo probably said something along the lines of, you know what, I may be hurt, but I'm not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And not to put a negative light, the only bad news about the entire evening was the fact that the Blues had what I consider to be by far their best game of the year, and by golly, it's not on local TV.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a Dish Network customer, so I really don't know what it's like to watch a Blues game on TV. I don't know what to tell you, but you know, they're trying to do what they can, and you know, if you can't televise every game of the year. A Tuesday night against Vancouver in November, that's probably not a bad one.
That's right. The choice was good. It just turned out to be a great game. The other thing that I want to talk to you about, both B.J. Crombien and Cam Jansen, and to a lesser degree Roman Pollock, because everybody got in on that one, they all had their gloves off. They were ready to tangle. Crombien got into two fights. Jansen got into two fights. Jansen had been on this station a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was last week, and talking about the fact that he hadn't really had a chance to get the playing time to drop the gloves. It has to be a little bit of a relation, Chris, between the performance the Blues had and the fact that these guys dropped their gloves.
Well, it sure didn't hurt, I know that. You know, I Darcy Hordichuk's been in the league a long time, and he picked a fight with Cam Jansen, and, you know, I don't know if he's not thinking clearly or if he's got a touch of the swine flu or what, but that wasn't a smart thing to do, and Crombien and Bieksa went twice, which you really don't see very often, and they both got out of the box in the third period with enough time to go again. And my buddy that I went with last night, we kind of thought that was going to happen. But, you know, fighting is one of those things that, you know, stage fights, I've kind of had enough of those. But when they're fighting for a purpose like they were last night, and as much as they downplay it, I'm sure losing 4-0 last spring had a little bit to do with
yeah,
the,
I think there's still a taste.
Yeah, with the aggressiveness the Blues had. It was nice to see that for a while. It was nice to look at the box score this morning and see a bunch of penalties for once.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, the other night the against Calgary, they didn't call a penalty in the second period. Well, let me tell you how much fun that is.
Well, and you know, it was impressive, too, and you're right about the penalties, but the Blues 4-0 lead didn't have a power play goal, if I'm not mistaken.
There were two, the fifth one and the sixth one.
Yeah. So they did everything 5-on-5, which, again, it just makes me smile that much wider.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't mean to rain on your parade, but it's only one game.
Yeah,
you
know, I know, but
yeah.
I guess the reason I'm so high on it today, and the reason, Chris, that I really wanted to talk to one of you guys, is because I've been waiting for this for so long. It's yep. kind of like the 2 weeks before Christmas. You're just, you say, you know, they get that one goal, they get that one goal, they get a point. And I just kept saying on the air, believe me, folks, they're going to break out one game. And then when they did, I'm probably still going overboard.
Yeah, you know, for a while, you know, I said, you know, I've always wanted to go to a World Cup soccer game, and this is just like it. The team that scores first
yeah.
wins.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
1-0, that's it. And where would this team be without Chris Mason? If he isn't the Blues all-star, if he makes the team or not, I don't know who should be. But my goodness, he has been unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely, and was again last night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's the all-star, the MVP, whatever you want to say. You know, he's in the same contract situation that Manny Legacy was last year. He's the starter on the last year of a two-year deal, and they brought in a backup on a two-year deal. And now, granted, he's making more money than Conklin, but and he made more than Legacy did last year. And Manny faltered, and this year Mason has stepped up so far.
Yeah, and the Blues ultimately are going to have to make a decision. Do they make a blockbuster and go get a premier goalie? Do they go with Mason, or do they go with somebody in the system? That decision is probably months away.
Right.
But they're going to have to make that decision eventually.
Right. Yeah. You know, the past two seasons, the Blues have made trades around this time of year. Last year, it was Stempniak leaving for Koliakovo and Steen. And 2 years ago, it was Waite for McDonald. So who knows? Is that going to be the catalyst? It could be Mason. You never know. I mean, if I would have told you 2 years ago, yeah, the Blues are going to trade Doug Waite, you probably would have thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
The same with Stempniak last year. So you never know. All I know is that I trust this management a lot more than let me put it to you this way. They know a lot more about hockey than you and I do.
Well, that's right. And Davidson shows it on a daily basis.
Right.
Annie Murray shows it on a daily basis. And one thing I really want to credit Murray for is while everybody around him, myself probably included, had hit the panic button, he was pretty calm and pretty, we're close. And reflected in that, you kept hearing the Blues players say, we're so close. And it showed up last night.
Yeah, it did. They looked really good last night. And, you know, like I said, it's a six-game homestand. So we'll just hope that they can keep it up. You know, they got Boston, they have Phoenix. I have all the faith in the world in them. I just know that it's like Dick Vermeil said, believe it or not, the guys on the other sideline, they get paid a lot of money to kick our butts.
That's right.
Yeah.
News is now, Chris, and tell me if you agree, let's look forward a little bit. I don't think the grips on the stick will be quite as tight.
Oh, no.
As
no,
they
I don't think they're going to be breaking sticks because they're gripping them too hard.
Yeah.
And then number 22.
Yeah, absolutely. And that makes all the difference in the world. That I think they can relax now and just go out and play hockey.
Right. Now let's hope that they don't relax too much and lay one tomorrow night.
Yeah. Then that 2 points means very little.
They've got to
build on this.
Right.
But I go back to Andy Murray, and I think he's the right guy to be in this position
absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely. You know, when they hired him, it seems like forever ago that they hired him. I'd say, you know, what are they doing hiring this guy that got fired from L.A.? And I was skeptical at the beginning, and now, boy, they sure hit it out of the park with him.
They sure did, and the team has responded so well. Just a great victory last night, and I'll tell you what, for 24 hours, I'm going to celebrate.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, stay written and get to work for Nashville.
Yeah. Tomorrow I'll be worried, but tonight I'm going to celebrate.
That's right, exactly.
All right, Chris, thanks for joining in the celebration.
Yeah, no problem, thank you.
You guys do a great job over there. Let me remind folks again, St. Louis game time. Click on it, set aside an hour or so, and just go through and you'll see some wonderful, wonderful Blue stuff.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Oh, Chris, thanks so much. We'll do it again.
Yep, thank you.
You bet.
Okay.
Chris trying to settle me down there. Not going to happen. I'm too excited. I'm a knucklehead, I know. I overreact on the positive side all the time. But by golly, last night's win was so good. And I can't wait to hear, because Kevin Slayton talked on the air yesterday, I'm going to go down there and get this thing fixed. And I can't wait to hear Kevin when he comes on at 2 o'clock today. All right, I'm behind on our first break. It's 1:25. Remember, anybody that wants to shout out to a veteran, 969-1380. We'll take your phone calls. You can talk sports if you want to talk sports. If you just want to shout out to your father, your grandfather, your grandmother, anybody that's done service, you've got a forum to do it here today. 314-969-1380, 1-800-491-1380. You're on the line with the Z-Man.